Science continues to march on, and October has been busy for sure. So here are 10 interesting scientific discoveries for October of 2025. Number 10. The brightest fast radio burst yet. Fast radio bursts remain enigmatic, mysterious phenomena, where a burst of radio energy is detected, often with no clear origin. But now the brightest one yet has been detected at a distance of 130 million light-years from Earth. This is relatively close for this. The millisecond burst was twice as bright as the previous record holder, though its intrinsic energy was actually average, so the relative proximity is the reason for the strength. The brightness allowed the researchers at the CHIME experiment in Canada to characterize the burst's environment, which the signal is known as RB float, from an insider joke among the researchers over whether one loves or hates root beer. It turns out that the signal originated in a very young star-forming region, and just after the detection, NASA swung the James Webb Space Telescope around to take a look in infrared, and also saw signals that seemed to suggest a red giant star losing mass to a companion magnetar, a magnetized neutron star which are known for energetic outbursts. It's possible that the burst actually was largely across the spectrum, but due to surrounding dust was reabsorbed and emitted as infrared and radio. Number 9. Red is the same to us all. If I had a dime for every conversation I had with people over whether we all see the same colors the same way, I'd be rich. In a way, as color blindness shows, we can have differences. But until now, there really was no way to tell if we all saw the same intrinsic colors, or if it was unique to each brain's interpretation. It turns out, we seem to all interpret red the same way. Neuroscientists looked at the brains of volunteers to see how the brain patterns reacted to seeing color. It turns out there was a commonality in the patterns, suggesting that everyone in the study was perceiving red the same way. Viewing other colors produced the same result, and the researchers were able to predict the color the subject was seeing entirely from their brain patterns. This suggests that the neural pathways for how brains see color is somewhat standardized among all of us. But what it doesn't answer is a far deeper question: what it feels like to see red. That remains a mystery. Number 8. A new moon discovered at Uranus. In another James Webb Space Telescope discovery, Uranus has been found to host a previously unknown moon, which is the 29th known for Uranus. Uranus is unusual for many reasons, but one of them is its very thin, tightly constrained ring system that almost certainly is kept that way by small, shepherding moons. 10 images were taken over time, and all of them showed a blurry blotch, a new moon, right at the edge of the ring system. This ruled out that it was an image artifact, and in fact was a moon, along with the speed of the object in its orbit, which is also consistent. The newfound moon is known as S2025U1, and is in a circular orbit about 56,000 kilometers from Uranus's center. It's estimated at about 10 kilometers wide, and is smaller than any of the other moons, and is somewhat faint, which is probably why Voyager 2 did not discover it during its flyby. Even though Voyager 2 was directly flying past Uranus, its camera, in regards to brightness detection, was actually weaker than the modern James Webb Space Telescope is, which is millions of miles further away. Number 7. Potatoes and tomatoes are much closer related than we thought. As one of the world's most important staple crops, potatoes have a long history of cultivation in the Americas. It was always known that there was a relation between potato plants and tomatoes. One can see this in the leaves of those plants for certain tomato varieties. But up until now, the species were thought to be cousins. But new genetic information shows that they are much closer related than that, despite yielding very different vegetables. The modern potato is actually a descendant of the tomato. At some point in history, there was a hybridization of a natural tomato plant and a natural potato-like species that does not form tubers, yielding a new plant that apparently had stable genetics and was able to branch off. This is probably because tubers themselves can grow into individual plants, as most potato growers know from seed potatoes. And also the tubers can remain in the ground for long periods of time. This allowed for a more stable reproductive system to develop. The potato we know was adapted and selectively bred in the Andes Mountains region, though most natural types of potato plant are inedible. But someone in ancient times found one that was, and it became a worldwide crop. As a result of this research, better, more resilient potato varieties could be developed to perhaps expand and protect cultivation even more. Number 6. A Strange Asteroid Deflection Mystery. In 2022, NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART mission, impacted the asteroid Dimorphos, which orbits a larger asteroid called Didymos. This was to try to redirect an asteroid with an impact, something important for planetary protection. Before the impact, Dimorphos had an orbit of 11 hours and 55 minutes. The collision reduced that by about 30 minutes, and that should have been it, but it wasn't. Instead, the orbit continued to shrink over the following months, leading to a further 30-second change. It was initially explained away by additional churned-up rocks that were not flung out in the initial impact, causing the system to lose more energy. But researchers in France calculated that this can't be explained by that theory. Dimorphos can't really fling debris on its own. It may be that the impact affected the asteroid more than what was known and caused movement, basically rocks, on its surface sloshing back and forth, and the friction could have produced heat that could be the culprit. But ultimately, this one remains a mystery. Number 5. The Largest Megaflash. On October 22, 2017, a thunderstorm system passing through the center of the United States produced what is now known to have been the longest flash of lightning ever recorded. This comes from a reanalysis of satellite data and shows that the megaflash stretched 829 kilometers from roughly Dallas to Kansas City and lasted 7.39 seconds. Megaflashes are rare. Only 1 in 1,000 thunderstorms in the Americas produce them, and are not cloud-to-cloud or cloud-to-ground, but a complicated mix as it sparks off further lightning strikes along its path. While this holds the record for length, it does not hold it for duration. A similar strike in Brazil and Argentina persisted for 17 seconds. Basically, what happens is that rain and ice particles get lofted to different heights due to updrafts, carrying electrical charge. But there is a limit to how high this can go, so when it reaches that, it spreads out in a thin layer, setting the stage for the megaflash. Number 4. The Lava Tubes of Venus. Venus has always hinted at having volcano lava tubes. Certain features picked up by radar mapping missions showed what could have been skylights, the openings to lava tubes. But scientists were uncertain of this, as there are geologic features, such as faults, that can mimic it. But now a team in Italy were able to determine that they are indeed lava tubes, and it turns out they are unusually wide, more like tubes found on the moon than those on Venus's sister planet Earth. Basically, how this was proven is that the team looked at lined-up features that were also in proximity to known volcanoes, leaving lava tubes as the only answer. But the width of lava tubes is usually dependent on the size of the planet. The smaller the volcanic body, the smaller the tubes get. It's unclear how or why Venuses are so wide, or how that happened. But it is very likely linked to something brought about by the extreme environmental conditions of that world. Number 3. The Pterodactyls and the Storm. New fossil evidence supports that baby pterodactyls flew within days of hatching, but the new evidence is a bit sad. Two fossils found in the Solnhofen quarries in Germany show broken wings, and the injuries are the same type and same location in both fossils, These were small pterodactyls, with wingspans only about 20 centimeters, and being young, their bones were still in the formative stages. The two animals lived about 2 million years apart, and during that period, the quarry was part of an archipelago of islands, subject to severe tropical cyclones and storms. The skeletons showed no evidence of healing, indicating that they died almost immediately after whatever happened. And the fractures actually match similar injuries in modern birds injured in storms and high winds. So it seems like that was the culprit. And pterodactyls flew almost immediately after hatching. Number 2. Microbes can survive on the moon longer than previously thought. One of the biggest, mostly open but problematic questions in space exploration is planetary protection protocols. To prevent us from spreading Earth life to other parts of the solar system that we do not wish to contaminate, and likewise plans to not contaminate Earth with alien microbes should those exist. But the bottom line is that because of panspermia, this chicken probably flew the coop long ago as far as contaminating Earth. But what we don't want to do is contaminate other planets we explore, if our aims include looking for evidence of life on or in them. Low on this list, however, has been the surface of the moon. Any life there is very unlikely, as it's as harsh of an environment as it gets. Recent research has extended the time it was thought that microbial life contamination from Earth can last on the exposed surface of the moon. The researchers simulated the conditions of the moon and subjected various forms of Earth life to it, and some survived over a day. But one stood out, black mold, which could survive as long as a week. Ultimately, however, the study just suggests better sterilization techniques are needed. But it remains really unlikely that Earth microbial life has ever gotten a foothold or could get a permanent foothold on the surface of the moon. Number 1. The age of quantum supremacy has begun. There has been much contention over the years regarding quantum computers and their utility, and not that long ago if they were even viable, and early ones were questioned as to if they were actually quantum computers. But now we have an answer. Yes, they do, and they are better than the computers we use now. So quantum computers use what are called qubits instead of classical bits, which ultimately means that they can exist in more states than the ones and zeros we are used to. In theory, this gives them a computational advantage. But up until now, that advantage was the question, because in reality, they weren't really advancing to areas where traditional computing could not catch up. There just wasn't this brick wall where it could be said that traditional computing will not catch up with this. Now there is. Researchers at the University of Texas have done it. They used 12 qubits made from ions controlled by lasers to basically demonstrate that the power of quantum computing was actually larger than we had thought, and there just isn't a way for traditional computing to get into that territory. How this ultimately translates to technology is another question, but future computers may use this kind of technique. But it's going to take a while, as it's not immediately clear how it could be implemented and made useful on a meaningful scale outside of perhaps a new generation of supercomputers that can do chemistry calculations, medical calculations like the unbelievably complex world of protein folding, and so on. But it does seem to finally be a true demonstration of quantum supremacy over classical computing that classical cannot physically beat. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently now moving back to spooky season videos now that the news is out of the way. Next up, some scary stuff on mirror life. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.